to Kai's Kid Corner. Today we're talking about Pink in the Wild.
Yes, this is our Valentine's special. But first, let's spread some love to our international listeners.
Hi, England. Hi, Canada. Hi, Vietnam.
Aw, thank you so much for tuning in from across the globe. Kai, can I share with you something really special? You have a voice message from a listener. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
It's from Madhav and Meeta.
Hi, Kai. This is my animal joke. How does a lion greet all the animals? It says, pleased to eat you. Ha 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 ha.
I'm waiting for your lion episode, Kai.
I love you, Kai. You're the best in the world.
I love you too. We'll have an episode about lions one day.
All right, I cannot wait for that. But first, let's talk about pink in the wild. So usually the color pink is associated with love and compassion and softness. When pink exists in the wild, is that an advantage or a disadvantage?
A disadvantage.
Why?
Because pink is hard to camouflage.
Yeah. What's the first pink animal you want to talk about?
Spoonbill.
The pink spoonbill, can you tell me more about it?
Its bill looks like a spoon.
Hence the name. What else?
It has pink feathers.
Why is a spoonbill pink?
Why?
What do you think? It's like the same reason as the flamingos. Why are they pink?
They eat pink algae and fish.
That's right.
They have nostrils on the base of the bill so they can breathe underwater.
That's so cool. It's like us going scuba diving. What's another pink animal that you know?
Pink man iguana.
Tell me more about it.
They live on top of an active volcano.
Whoa. Is that dangerous?
Yeah. There's less than 200 left.
Oh no. Scientists need to come up with a good way to help these species out.
But how?
That's the good question. We don't really know how because it's very dangerous near the active volcano. What does a pink land iguana eat?
They're herbivores. They eat cactus fruit and their flowers. They also eat pale leaves.
Mm. And why are they pink?
They don't have a pigment color, so we can see their blood underneath. So that's why we see them pink.
Oh, they lack pigmentation. That's so cool. What's another pink animal you know?
Pink river dolphin.
Ooh, the Amazon river dolphin.
The pink.
They are pink, yes. You know what, Kai? When I first saw a picture of it, I thought it was fake. Turns out it's a real animal that's pink. Can you tell me more about them?
They whistle like a woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
So it's true that they whistle to communicate. I'm not sure that's the exact sound of how they whistle, though. Alright, what else do you know, Kai?
They weigh more than 400 pounds.
That's a lot, isn't it? So what do they eat?
Different kinds of fish, including catfish and crabs.
They eat 53 different species of fish, yeah, and also crabs. How do they capture their prey?
They work in pods. Fish tries to get away, but a pink river dolphin catches it.
Okay, what's another pink animal you know?
Pink robin.
Okay, where do pink robins live?
In Australia.
Tell me more about the pink robins.
Only the males are pink.
So what's the color of the females?
Brown.
What do they eat?
They eat beetles, hawks, flies, spiders, and ants.
What is another small pink animal you know?
Pink gecko.
Can you tell me something interesting about the pink gecko?
It has translucent body.
Uh-huh. So what does that mean?
You can see its body parts.
Yeah. And where does it live?
In the desert with pink sand.
Yeah. Sometimes it can camouflage in the sand, which sometimes look pinkish, right? What's another interesting fact you know about the pink gecko?
It's Neptune. It's sometimes called a moon lizard.
That's a cute nickname. What does it eat, Kai?
Rodents.
Small?
Cockroaches and rodents. Spiders and beetles and ants and crickets and worms and roaches. I just can't eat the different kinds of small ones that I might eat.
What does the pink gecko sound like? Well, it does have a high-pitched call, like a squeak or a bird's chirp. All right, Kai, what's another pink animal you know?
Pink elephant hawk moth.
You sound really excited about this animal. Can you tell me more about it?
The gray caterpillar looks like an elephant's trunk. It flies really well like a hawk. Bats prey on them.
Are they nocturnal?
Yes.
What else do you know about elephant hawk moth?
The edges are green and glossy like a green ball.
How long does it take for the eggs to hatch?
10 days.
So you know how a caterpillar can be really vulnerable because there is really no way for it to protect itself. What does the elephant hawk moth do that's really clever?
It has eyes on the side of its head when it's a youngster. As adults, they have eye spots on their wings.
That is really, really neat. In that way, they're mimicking a predator, right? So it's a bat, for example, wants to prey on them and sees these eye spots. They might think that that's a predator, and so they would fly away. That's really neat. Do you have another pink animal that you want to talk about?
The orchid mantis.
This one is my favorite. Would you know that the orchid mantis has a nickname?
It's also called the walking flower. Because it can change to an orchid. When I look at it, I think you look like an orchid. It can change from pink to brown. It has four legs to mimic petals, while the teeth catch it prey.
What does it eat?
Insects and butterflies.
Yeah, so this is an interesting animal that mimics a flower and is actually a carnivore. That is so cool, Kai. Thank you so much for sharing with me all these interesting animals that are pink. I know that some of these, or maybe all of these, are unfamiliar to you. We would love for you to check out our blog. We include pictures for these animals that you can check out. I think this is one of those podcast episodes where you really need the visual representation. So feel free to check out our blog, kaiskidcorner.com/blog.
Now you tell us out.
What soccer position do pink birds play?
What?
Flamingoli. All right. Can you say bye to our listeners?
Bye. Don't forget to subscribe. Happy Valentine's, everyone.